Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 434 for Monday, June 15th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was lower after a day of choppy activity on Monday, as speculative fund accounts sat on the sidelines for most of the day. Canola values were anywhere from 10 cents to $4 lower, July down $2.20 at $483 per ton. Some downward pressure came from news that some rainfall hit the dry regions of western Canada over the weekend and forecasts calling for rain later this week. But some sporadic areas didn't get enough rain as the showers were light in some regions. Some spillover pressure also came from the decline seen in outside oilseeds, including Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some support, as did the need to keep weather premiums in the market as the growing season in North America is far from over. Worries that U.S. farmers may not be able to wrap up soybean planting this week, as tropical storms are expected to bring a lot of rain to the U.S. Midwest, were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. markets, prices were mostly lower for all the commodities, though soybeans ended mixed. Soybean futures in Chicago were anywhere from 4 cents lower to 2 cents higher, July down 1¾ cents at $9.38¼ a bushel, November beans a quarter cent higher at $9.04½ a bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar, large global supplies, and spillover selling from wheat all contributed to the price softness in soybeans. On the other side, worries about rain further delaying planting activities in the U.S. Midwest this week were supportive. Better-than-expected crushing data for May in the U.S. were also providing some support. Wheat values in Chicago were down sharply as strength in the U.S. dollar and the resulting lack of fresh export demand weighed on the market. Prices for wheat were anywhere from 14 to 16 cents lower, July down 14¾ cents at $4.89 a bushel. Reports that the U.S. winter wheat crop's quality is better than expected added to the bearish tone. Traders were recently worried about wet weather causing some disease problems for fields in the southern U.S. plains. Technical-based selling further undermined the market. Corn values were also softer in Chicago Monday, taking some direction from the losses in wheat. Values in Chicago were anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower, July down 4¾ cents at $3.48¼ a bushel. The large global supply situation and signs of slowing demand for U.S. supplies also weighed on values. Further downward pressure came from strength in the U.S. dollar and generally good weather for corn crops in the U.S. Midwest. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, June 15th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.